And this is Corrine, and this is episode 52 of The Gayest Show on Birth.
Yep.
I'm sick.
Yep, Corrine is sick. So hope everybody's ready for coughing.
This is what I sound like now.
Forever.
Yesterday, Kate told me that if I was a person who coughed all the time, that she would not be able to be with me.
Yep. Sorry to anyone out there that's a constant cougher.
I know. I feel so
out
bad.
Of your control, but... after a week now,
listen, coughing is one of the worst things to happen to you, but it's also one of the worst things to listen to.
I will say part of the problem was that easily the first 4 days of this, you refused treatment.
Right. Because so. I was like, it was mind over matter and I did not want to like ruin
Except
my...
Except that's like not a thing.
I know.
Just have a cough drop.
Well, it started on Monday. It was last Monday. And today is Sunday.
Yep.
So it lasted... So when did I go get the medicine? Thursday.
Yeah. 4 days.
It was Monday because... You know how I know? That's like... But I didn't start coughing then. That was just when I started getting a sore throat. And I really thought it was because... So Henry got skunked on Monday and it was the worst day of my life. Probably the worst day of his life too. It was really bad. But I thought that my throat was hurting just from smelling skunk. Like I was taking like really deep sniffs of his face to make sure that he didn't smell. And I thought that that was giving me a sore throat. And then like 2 days later, I started coughing.
Oh my God. I didn't know that part. And I'm glad that.
Yeah. I really thought that my throat was hurting from sniffing skunk all day long.
No, I don't think it works
And
that
like
way.
Chemicals when I was, well, not chemicals, but like natural chemicals when I was cleaning him. So let's see. Last time on the episode, we talked about how Ari started eating real food. We started him on prunes and then now he eats oatmeal and some type of fruit every night or veg. He found his feet and we talked for like 20 minutes about all the Google home products that we have
yep.
at home and how, oh, what's funny actually is we were talking about how if like our internet goes out, we're screwed. And then remember two nights ago, our internet went out for like 5 minutes. Like it wasn't a big deal and it was 10 PM and we're like, how do we turn off the lights? We just sat here blinking because there's literally nothing to do. Like we couldn't. See the baby because our monitor is on the Wi-Fi. Yeah. We couldn't turn off the lights in the living room. We couldn't turn on the lights in our bedroom. We were just sitting here like frantically figuring out if there was an outage. And then by the time we like figured it out, it was over.
Back on. Yep.
Oh my God. It was so funny.
Glad we survived. What's up with baby?
What's up with baby? So Ari's in between leaps right now. He's going to go through his fifth leap right before, like the week before we go to New York. We're going to New York in a few weeks for our friend Caroline's wedding.
Without Ari.
Without Ari. We're doing mom and mom's trip. Mom and mom trip.
Mm-hmm.
Not least of which because it's like polar vortex in New York and doing baby stuff with... The freezing weather is hard enough, going to be hard enough for us Californians, but with the baby, it sounded really hard. Plus, we don't have a babysitter. Plus, it just sounded like,
yeah, just a lot.
A lot. And also, I think it will be nice to have a little getaway. We haven't, like...
Kind of.
I mean, it's very sad, but I think it will be nice. We're not going for very long. We're taking the red eye on Thursday, and we come back Sunday. So, I think that... It'll be nice to like be away for 1 second and then come back, not have the dogs either and just like have a little bit of a vacation.
The only thing I'm looking forward to is that the dogs are going to be going
with their...
That's
the only thing you're looking forward to for this whole weekend?
It's one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to.
Not like going to New York and eating food and seeing our friend get married.
Yeah, no, I'm very much looking forward. I'm talking about the stuff like at home.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm not looking forward to leaving the baby. I'm not looking forward to dealing with not California weather. And of course, I'm excited to see Caroline and Dan get married.
Yes.
And go to New York.
Right.
But what I'm most excited about is that the dogs are staying with their trainer for the weekend. So they're going to get a refresher.
Yes. I don't think our trainer knows that he's going to be giving them a refresher.
No, I think like he just Oh, you think that he thinks they're at like tip top shape?
No, he can't think that.
So then it's
I mean, they were like barely in tip top shape when
so we he were, knows what he's getting into.
When we were training them every week and they were supposed to be in tip top shape. Yeah, I think they're gonna have kind of a rude awakening when they go to the trainer's house.
Yeah.
He doesn't let them get away with anything.
That's so it's gonna be great. Then they're gonna when we see them again, they're gonna be like scared straight.
Yeah, it's like leaving them in the prison overnight.
Yep.
But it's for 3 nights.
Yep.
I know, poor Poopy.
It'll be great.
So we are going to New York. Why were we? Oh, so yeah, so he's starting his leap right before then. He's going to stay at my mom's house, and it's going to be a little sleepover party for them.
Yep.
And then what else is he doing right now? He's still... Rarely interested in his feet. He
rarely or really?
Really.
Oh, really?
I missed my throat. I'm dying. It's so hard to talk and you're not helping me. You're like looking up the weather in New York. And I'm like, help me. I'm drowning in my own.
Just tell me what.
Okay, so what else is he doing? I don't know what thing. He's
the thing you were saying.
Oh, the thing I was saying is that he is now rolling around, but he's mostly doing it while he's sleeping. So he kind of keeps us up. He's in his own room. That's kind of a new thing. And
oh, did that happen? Oh, that happened since our last episode.
Yeah, so we decided to put him in his own room. We have a very good camera / monitor that we're using that can tell us whether or not he's breathing, which is a very important thing to know. So that gives us peace of mind to have him in the other room. And it also has a very good microphone, so we can also hear like every peep that he makes. So it's basically like he's still in the same room, but every time he gets a little too freaked out, Kate goes in there. I say we, but it's actually been Kate, which has been kind of nice for me.
Yeah, we might have to
switch that up.
Chat about that once you're no longer sick.
Yeah. Although I will say that when we had dogs and I used to get up for the dogs, you're like, well, when we have a baby, I'll get up for the baby. Do you remember that conversation?
But that just means that like 9 times out of 10.
Okay. I think that that's fair.
I'm going to get up.
And on the 10th. Time I will get up in any case. And oh, but the reason why he's keeping everybody up is because he's just like flopping all over the place, and like we look on the camera and he's just like face down on the mattress. It looks like he like sacked out, like he had like a hard night
and just fell over, passed out somewhere. Yeah.
And it's fine, and like, you know, I got a little nervous because I know they're like back is best, but then that's only for when they can't roll over themselves, and he's like putting himself in that position. So if he was having a hard time breathing,
yeah, he can get out.
He can get out of it. And I think the cutest and best thing that he can do now is he can take, or if he loses his pacifier, he can find it himself, turn it the right way, and put it back in his mouth. And yeah. I feel like,
although sometimes I go in there because it's a penguin stuffed Wubbanub. It's called a Wubbanub for those that
we call it
with the baby gear,
and we call it Pengy because that's Penguin's name.
Penguins.
but Pengui would be
Pengy. Sometimes I go in there though in the morning, and one of Pengy's feet is very wet.
Oh, so he like so did sometimes not figure out how to put it back in his mouth.
I think
the right
he
way.
Just gives up and is like, I'll just go for the foot. It's fine.
Can
we time out for a second? I pulled up like the 10-day forecast for New York.
Oh God.
And February 10th, which is just a few days before we're going there, is going to be 42 degrees.
I mean, in the morning.
I'm sorry to everyone on the East Coast. I guess you must be having like a storm coming through or something, because on this coming Thursday, the 31st, it says it's going to be 16 degrees.
Yeah, which that there is legit like polar vortex. So I used to work in a job that was based out of New York, so I had to go there for 2 weeks to train and like meet everybody, and it was during the polar vortex. It was in 2014, and it was cold. It was like 5 degrees, and everybody was like, this is not how New York usually is. Like, it gets cold and it snows, but it's like 20 degrees, like, and it was just really cold. So I think they're having another kind of polar vortex. I saw
like
online.
It might snow when we're there.
Great. We need boots.
I don't know what that means. Can someone help with that? I don't.
But I have to say, like, 45 degrees or 42 degrees isn't that, like, terrible? Because when I walk the dogs in the morning, it's 45.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a different kind of cold. Like, I think it's a different kind of 40.
Okay. Well, we'll see what it's like.
Oh, my God.
Over there.
Like, I love you, Caroline, and you might listen to this, but
some of your guests. Next time you get married.
Can you think of your Californian guests, please?
I know, we're so weak. We can't even, like, we're like, what jacket do I bring?
The jacket I have for my 50 to 60 degree weather is for sure made for, like, going, like, skiing.
Yeah, so you'll be fine.
No, I'm saying I won't be fine because that's what I wear and I'm comfortable now when it's 50 degrees.
Well, I think you'll just need to layer. But listen, if I was I was there for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I thought you, like, didn't leave your hotel because
it was,
like,
snowed. No, that's not true. I had to walk to work. I didn't even take a car or a subway. I walked to work every morning in the polar vortex. I walked home. No, my hotel was in a place called Curry Hill because there's a lot of Indian food restaurants.
Interesting.
And it was so great. I loved every second of it. I stayed at the Ramada. It was between my work and Grand Central Station. And so the baby, back to the baby.
Sorry, everyone.
He can put Pengy back in his own mouth, which is very sweet.
Game changer.
So last time we had an episode, we were about to go for his head measurement appointment for his helmet.
Consult.
And we did that. And it was very informative. The woman has been doing the, I don't know what the
title. She's a clinician.
The clinician. So
she's like an orthotist or something. Like, she's like, because she makes prosthetics and orthotics.
Yeah. And she specializes, like, she likes working on the babies the best. She's been doing it for 7 years. And she talked really fast.
She does talk fast.
And it was kind of hard to keep up. But she took a scan of Ari's head. I guess we can put a picture of it on our Instagram.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. Also, I will say, she looked at his head and, like, made a guess of what she thought
the measurement
was going to be. And she was only 1 millimeter off.
Yeah, she said it would be 15 and it was 14 or whatever. Like, he was actually a little bit better than she thought. But it was definitely...
But, like, that's how good she... I was like, oh, you're...
Yeah, she was really good.
You're good at this.
She was good at working with him and moving with him. So the way she scanned his head, they had to put, like, a little stocking on his head. And then she scans it with this, basically, like, a barcode scanner that you would see at, like, Target. And it made a 3D image of his head.
Like, instantly on the computer.
On a computer. Like, as she moved it down over his face, like, his face kind of appeared on the computer. It was really cool. And she said that she was confident that a helmet would help. She didn't really give a timeline for how long. She just said a few months. They don't really know.
The one thing she did say was it was good that we came in when we did. So they won't do this until a baby is 5 months or 4 months.
4 or 5 months, yeah.
Between 4 and 5 months. Because I think before then, yeah, at the very earliest. But she said this was a good time to start because it was going to capture a growth spurt between 5 and 7 months where their head can grow about, like, 4 millimeters, where later, the growth kind of starts to slow down. And so you're waiting a lot longer for less growth.
Right. So
the goal with this is, here, I'll let you have a
thank you.
A break. So if you think of a head being, like, you're looking down at the top of someone's head and think of it in four quadrants. Ari's back right quadrant is flat, which is pushing his front right quadrant forward. So essentially his head, if you're looking down from the top, kind of looks like a parallelogram. And so the goal is to try to get it back to being as round as possible. No one has a perfectly round circular head except for Charlie Brown, I guess.
Right.
So essentially what the measurements are is she was measuring the difference between like where the right forehead comes out compared to where the left forehead like is kind of recessed. And that is what was the 14 millimeter difference.
Right, like in a diagonal.
In like a diagonal. So the goal, like a normal head is anywhere from zero, which is doesn't exist, to 5 millimeters. A like moderate case of asymmetry is then 5 to 12 millimeters, and a severe case of asymmetry is 12 millimeters and up. So Ari was 14 millimeters, so he falls into the severe category. So she felt confident that this would work for him, and she showed us a lot of before and after scans, and even some of the ones that looked, you know, just as severe as his.
Yeah, or worse.
Or worse. End up looking pretty symmetrical.
Yeah, and so like because this is a totally cosmetic thing and it's not, you know, it has no bearing on his like neurological like growth or anything that's going on with his brain. I think your dad said that it's kind of the equivalent of having braces. Like,
yeah,
your teeth still work, his brain still works, but this will just make it look better. We don't think that it's going to, we don't have the expectation that it's going to look like 100%, but even any better that we could get it, then I think is a great, you know, will be great for him.
Yeah. It just, you know, it's just, I think one of those things, not, I mean, really like if we didn't do anything about it, it very well could get worse and reach a point that it's more of like a deformity than just like,
right,
you have a lumpy head.
Right. Or it could, nothing, it could happen and you wouldn't even notice. So you might as well like,
yeah. So it just seemed like he's not going to remember this.
He actually doesn't even hate it.
He doesn't. Yeah. So he did. So fast forward to this last week, we got the helmet, and also what was kind of funny was that when we were ordering it, she's like, what color do you want it, or pattern, like do you want a design? And she like flips, she has like this like floor, or what do you call it, like a mirror, like that's like a standing mirror, and she like spins it around and there's all of these posters on the back that have like all of the designs you can choose from and colors and like graphics and whatever.
Yeah, there was like a million of them.
And it was like kind of a terrifying,
like you could have like,
literally it was like pink snake skin.
Like was pink like snake skin all the way to like a Jesus fish,
yeah,
to like a some football helmet.
Yeah, there like was like imagery. Every NFL team.
You could do like just designs like bears or cars or whatever.
Yeah, like a T-Rex. And like, I was like plain white.
Yeah. I know. And then everybody's like, are you going to decorate
like,
it?
Are you sure?
No.
I'm like, no, plain white. I just wanted to go with everything.
Yeah, I mean, plain white is fine. And some people get their kid's name on there, which...
Yeah, that I don't get. Like, I don't think anybody needs to know your kid's name.
Yeah, not, like, in big black letters, but whatever. So, you know, to each his own. So, I think a plain white...
I think we should do what Megan King Edmonds did.
So, one of the Housewives, which is my favorite show, the Real Housewives of OC, her daughter needed to have a helmet, and she's a white lady, and her daughter is a white child, and her daughter's helmet was Frida Kahlo, which with like the eyebrows and everything, which listen, I get it, she's a very powerful woman,
and that was what she said, she's like, I want her to be inspired. Also, she's like
zero,
7 months old.
Yeah, but like I think that it's I don't know, it's kind of a weird line, because yes, Frida Kahlo is a powerful independent woman and a very, you know, wonderful artist and whatever, but then it's also like, Is that cultural appropriation? I don't know. Anyway,
I don't think it's like, it just seems like not necessary.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's not cultural appropriation. It's more just like unnecessary.
Yeah, it just, yeah, I don't think they're
like. It's almost
like
making fun of it or something.
Yeah, it just seems like disrespectful.
Yeah, to put Frida Kahlo's eyebrows on a baby helmet.
Yeah, and it had like the hair and everything. It wasn't just the eyebrows.
It was like,
feel free to Google. You can find it. It's like,
yeah,
all over
really
the internet.
Silly.
But it just was like, seemed, yeah, just like inappropriate.
Yeah. Yes, inappropriate. Right, because like you wouldn't do it with like, who else? like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or like
right or like Rosa Parks
yeah or like Michelle Obama or right, like another like
anyone
strong...
else Oprah Oprah
should Ari's helmet be because
then
the
like what would it
Oprah?
Like wouldn't like then it's just like
I mean the only reason it could be Frida Kahlo is
right,
because
of her eyebrows like everybody else you'd just be like that's an like racist. Be so bad.
Like if we made
and then Ruth Bader Ginsburg, unless you could get like a scrunchie on it, like how would you even know?
I know. We made Ari's like Martin Luther King and everybody's like, what is wrong with
right.
you?
Right. And you're like, well, I want him to be inspired
by a strong
man.
It's like get a book.
So
like
horrible.
Read to him about these strong people.
And we do have that those books.
I know we do have the books. That's what the funniest part.
But
oh my
like
God, so ridiculous.
Yeah, I was just like not surprised that she had made that choice.
No, she's insane. But we just did plain white.
Plain white.
And so far so good. Like it I have noticed that when he gets tired, like his head kind of droops a little bit more because I think it, I mean, it's plastic.
It weighs like 6 to 8 ounces.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, it's light, but it's not, but it's definitely, there is some weight there. And it kind of makes his head fall over a little bit when he's tired and he can't hold it up, but he slept in, like he hasn't slept overnight. We kind of, so the first day he had to have it on for 1 hour on, 1 hour off. Then the next day, 2 hours on, 1 hour off. The next day, it jumped to 4 hours on and 1 hour off.
And
then yesterday,
during naps.
Yeah, and then it was 6 hours, including naps. And then eventually, it'll get to 23 hours on, 1 hour off. And in the next few days, he can sleep with it at night, all the way through the night. So basically that hour off is like when you clean it, when you give him a bath, when you just give him a little break, like in the morning, maybe for 15 or 20 minutes. And then at night for the same, you know, another half hour or whatever, just to give him a little break and let his poor head breathe a little bit. There's a hole at the top that's supposed to like regulate the air.
Yeah. And as so she's going to keep modifying it. Like we go back in this week and then in another couple weeks for adjustments. And I think too, as we kind of move through having it and his head shape starts improving, she can remove more of the top. Like luckily most of his issue is like the back and the front, so she can kind of start to cut some out of the top. Yeah,
which will help, like, because in order to put it on him you have to like pry it open. It's like basically like a plastic shell, and then it's with foam on the
like
inside,
like dense foam on the
inside. Dense foam on the inside, and then so you can pry it open to get it over his head, and then if there's like more space on top then it's easier to open.
And the goal with this is not to restrict growth but to allow the parts that are flatter to kind of fill in. So there is more pressure on the parts that are already, like, the right side of his forehead that's protruding more. Like, there is a little more pressure there just because there's no room. Whereas, like, the left side, there's a gap, so it can kind of start to fill in.
Yeah, and so one of the things we have to check for every time we take it off, we have to make sure that there are no red marks, which she'll adjust if there are too many red marks that don't go away after, like, 20 minutes. And so we have to take pictures of those, and she's very... being very conservative about like how long the red mark should stay. And I think she'll cut some foam out of
the front right. And she said that too. She's like, I think we'll probably end up adjusting that.
Yeah. So, cause yesterday it was pretty red for like an hour but he sleeps on his face too. So we have to tell her
so
that
like
he's like sleeping on his face. So that's Ari's helmet update. And hopefully he won't have to have it for too long.
Yeah.
But
a few months. I think
it doesn't
pretty
seem
normal.
Like, it's that big of an issue for us anyway. I was a little bit nervous, like what kind of a commitment this is, but especially once it's on for like 23 hours a day, then you don't really have to touch it
that
much. And I don't know, when we went to the appointment, she made such a big deal about like taking it on and putting it on and taking it off, because you don't want to like scrape, you don't want to like scrape the like when you're taking it off, you want to just like take it right off, like not scrape the foam on his head. And like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, we're not like scraping it across his face, but I don't know. Yeah. She made it seem like if you do that, you're breaking something.
No. Yeah. I think she's just like, it's already like really tender skin. And like part of this, the reason you build up is so that the skin can adjust more than I think even them getting used to it. It's more like, so their skin doesn't freak out. So I think that that was it. She's just like, so you don't irritate it.
Yeah,
more
no,
than
of course, but she was just very like,
yeah, like intense,
so
about
intense
that.
And strict about it. And then I was like, oh, okay. Like, it's actually not as bad. Like when I got home, I was like, oh wait, I can do this. Like,
yeah,
I couldn't do it in front of her.
But we also like still don't do it as good as she does.
No, I know, but she's also a professional.
like
we had to
I
do
know,
this
but
for
I just,
7 years.
Like, don't understand. Like she, like we're, like he doesn't stop moving, and she manages
to
get it, like
put it on without touching any other
anything,
part of his
and then
body.
It just is like poof.
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll get better, but yeah, we'll see. Corrine is convinced it already looks rounder.
Yeah,
it's been,
I think
like,
so.
4 days.
I think so, but who knows? What do I know?
Yeah, but I also just can't tell if it's coincides with the fact that he's like rolling around everywhere now and like isn't sleeping on just one side.
Right. That's probably true too.
So it like all goes together.
Because right now he's taking a nap and he doesn't even have the helmet on because I blew it and didn't put it on.
That's okay. You thought it was
after
still
his bath. So the most recent thing that Ari has eaten is a peanut.
Oh, we
not like an actual peanut.
God, I don't know. Everyone's gonna freak out. Okay, rewind. We have started allergen introduction into his diet. And I actually, there's a few companies now that do this, and I feel like it's relatively new because a lot of people I know that have babies that are not too much older haven't heard of this or used it. But there are these companies that basically make these little food sets that help you introduce allergens into a baby's diet in like the right order. And so like the first set we have helps introduce peanuts, eggs, tree nuts, and soy. And like the first pack is apple with peanut. And it basically it's like the whole little pouch, which he doesn't eat on one sitting. It's like split between 2 days.
He doesn't even like it.
An apple with two peanuts in the whole pouch. So he's basically eating like one peanut.
Did he just not like it last night or 2 nights ago because he was tired?
Yeah, last night he ate everything.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's a very good eater. He even liked peas. That's his favorite.
Oh, peas were like his favorite.
Which other babies don't like peas. So I was really surprised.
So, yeah. So I was really freaked out about it because I was like, oh my God, are you going to like immediately...
I mean, I wasn't freaked out because you eat a lot of peanut butter and then we kiss him or...
I know, sure have, like, kissed him after I, like, ate a spoonful of
peanut
butter.
And we have, like, eggs in the house.
I should have been more careful
have never had an allergy, like...
Yeah,
I mean, who knows
about
the donor and it doesn't even matter. Like, he could have allergies regardless, but, like, I just haven't been really...
I know, but then concerned. It was just like deliberately feeding him something he could potentially be like deathly allergic to is just like.
But I think
so. I like put a little bit on his lips first.
Yeah, which was a great suggestion that your friend gave
but
you.
But they were doing that with just like straight up like with whatever it was.
Oh, with like peanut butter?
Or like whatever, the crushed up peanut or like whatever the thing was.
Wow.
Just a little bit on his lip. And then they would like give him more. But then I did that with this thing that even had like. It's like what I think is funny because like the whole philosophy now is like give them like do allergen introduction early and often. Like that's what they say now, mm-hmm. early and often. And I can only like think and equate it to microdosing because that's like essentially what you like want to do is like microdose your kid with allergens.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And not like MDMA.
But like we're like microdosing him with peanuts.
I think I'm like super into microdose. I've never done it, but
oh
I'm like
God.
Super interested in it. And I would
that's
I
for another
like...
podcast. We're not. And also it's not happening. Are you kidding me? Oh my
Sorry,
God.
Sorry, Mom.
She doesn't even know what it is. Now you're gonna have to explain it.
Oh God, I know. I'm gonna get the text. What's microdosing? I'm a delirious.
Go take more Delsum.
Delsum?
Delsum?
My cough medicine.
The cough medicine.
Oh my God, it tastes so good.
I know. Corrine said to me, shout out to everybody that's like knows what's up with Delsym.
That tastes, I don't think it worked.
20 million times better than Robitussin.
I don't understand why Robitussin is the most disgusting
like,
thing you ever put in your mouth.
Try to make it taste a tiny bit
like
better.
Like Delsym, I guess, maybe it is it like I equate like it tasting good with it not working. Like Ludens. Like those don't do shit, but they taste really good.
No, I think Delsym works.
Okay, but Delsym, I mean, I I'm like coughing. I guess I would be coughing a lot more.
Right.
I'm also talking.
You were coughing so much.
I know. And then I take grape flavored Delsym and Delsym?
Delsym.
Anyway, it's delish. When I was little, a friend of the family, I don't think she, Liza, you know Liza?
Yeah.
Drank whole bottle of Triaminic.
Oh.
The orange one. Remember how delicious that was? And then had to like be rushed.
Yeah,
to
get her stomach pumped.
Yeah, I think she was okay. I don't think she had to have her stomach pumped.
Oh my God. Because
she was like not.
That's the problem with it tasting good is when kids are like.
I don't know how she was able to open it. They must not have like closed it up. Or she just like was a smart as hell kid and knew.
Yeah, it must not have been closed.
And like I'm not that much older than her, so I don't know why I remember that. But I do remember how yummy Triaminic was.
And Dimetap. Grape Dimetap.
Does Triaminic exist? I don't know.
I think so.
Okay. You know what was gross, though, was baby aspirin that tasted, like, tropical.
I don't remember that.
Ugh. Maybe that was because it was, like, 1980.
I did feel bad for Ari when we couldn't find...
Oh, when we were giving him baby Tylenol.
Yeah, and we had... It was grape, right?
It was grape, and then
and we had to get cherry, and God, cherry, I want to die when stuff tastes like cherry. Because
that's what Robitussin tastes like. Ugh.
Like, they even make a Pepto that's cherry.
Ugh. Pepto should just be Pepto.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Gross. On that note, tell us your favorite medicine flavor.
Yeah, you could tell us.
Also, tell me how to survive a 42-degree potential snow weather.
And also tell us if you guys have any. We've gotten some advice, but lately, because Ari is rolling around so much at night, we have him in overnight diapers, but in the morning, lately, because he's been rolling around, we feel like his diapers are getting wrung out from all of his rolling, and he leaks a little bit. And when he was in his...
It doesn't feel like a diaper leak, though. It's not like wet. It's just like everything is a little bit damp.
Because like his...
And like all over.
Because like the pee is getting like squeezed out of the diaper. Gross. Because he's rolling so much. So if you guys have any tips for that, that would be great. You can send that to us on...
I'll say it. Okay. Let me see if I can do it. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Gaia Show and Birth. Send us your questions. Email us at gayashowonbirth@gmail.com.
No, you have you
or tweet us at Show on Birth.
Okay, let me do it.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.